Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Michael Holly, longtime friend of both of ours, mine and Rob's. And he's a co-host of Brother From Another on Peacock and also NBC Sports Boston host. So he will join us at the bottom of the hour, obviously, to talk about these Celtics. But first, Rob, really unfortunate story going on in the NBA with Ja Morant. It was just a few months ago that he was on Instagram posting a photo of him with a gun and was served an 8-game suspension, really was more like 2 or 3 because they made it retroactive. He was away from the team for 5 or 6 games. And Rob's, incredibly, one of his friends on Instagram Live posted he and Ja were in a car jamming to some hip-hop music. And Ja flashed a gun. What, you know, I guess they're still investigating, but what looked very much like a gun. And now he's been suspended from all team activities for the Memphis Grizzlies. And he basically is awaiting, I guess, the NBA's investigation and then whatever punishment they level at him. Your thoughts on this, Rob?
I think people tried to give him a pass. What's the right term, Chris? Try to give him the benefit of the doubt. that he...
Yeah, he got a little punishment, but people wanted to believe in him, for sure.
Wanted to believe him.
And they gave him a second shot.
And I think the commissioner got bamboozled. We all did. Like, thinking, this isn't a bad kid. He grew up in this nice family, and you know, this is a bad mistake, and he'll learn from this, Chris. And here we are, 2 months after everything that happened to him, here he is doing it again. So shame on us for probably not believing that this is who he is. He knew what was at stake before, like what he represents. He had the new sneaker line with Nike. How in the world can you go forward with all of this? And he went on television with Jalen Rose and this and that, and it's some narrative by the media, which is the way it was painted, that people, well, not that people had facts and information, Chris, but it was some narrative that the media made up about him.
Right.
Not at all. And there's just too many instances where he got a pass because he's a great basketball player. He did.
Now, let me ask you, when you say this is who he is, what do you, because he's not a gangster. I mean, he
Chris,
might be a wannabe gangster, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, when I say this is who he is, that this life that he's portraying is what he wants. Like, he got scared to, what was that old thing, Chris, with prison when you were in high school?
Scared straight?
Yeah. Where they take you to prison so to scare you to death?
Right.
So he had a scare straight moment. Where you got this new sneaker coming out, you got to go away from the team, your family's embarrassed, all this stuff is going on, and not more than 2 months later, like nothing happened. This is who you want to be. This is what you want to do. I wouldn't have touched another gun, Chris. Do you hear me?
No,
after that.
I
wouldn't have touched another gun. Or well, have my friend put on Instagram and us drive around and even me touch it. Like, what? What?
Your friends, first of all, Ja's friends aren't looking out for him. They should be protecting him. Because he's probably their meal ticket, too. And I'm not saying that they're using him. But whatever they have, apparently, a lot of it's because of him. Now, at this point. And so you should be protecting him. They should be taking advantage of the situation. I don't mean using him, but I mean using the opportunities that he could present to them to work for a Nike or to work for whatever companies are endorsing him, or just to, you know, be around him and learn some type of, you know, skill for themselves. And I know that's the LeBron James model, right? Rich Paul and Maverick Carter, they didn't go to college or they didn't graduate. And they, you know, LeBron presented them with opportunities because of his greatness. And they have capitalized. And now one, Maverick is a entertainment mogul. And Rich Paul is one of the top agents in the NBA. But I want to throw this out first, Rob, because I do not condone or defend what Ja Morant was doing. And I would tell every young black man, every young man, period, don't do that. Don't go on social media flashing guns. Don't play around with guns. They're not toys. All right? That said, this country does have a history, and it happens still to this day, of punishing black people for things it doesn't punish whites for. The war on drugs is an example. Some whites, of course, poor whites usually, just like blacks getting punished in that. But they're not going after everybody using and selling drugs. But there also is the stereotype of black men being more violent than other races of men in this country. And while Ja, I'm not defending or condoning anything Ja did. I think it was stupid. It may not have been unlawful, because depending on what state he was in, if he was in Tennessee where he plays, that wasn't unlawful to have a gun in the car. And so that was not lawful. But my point is this, Rob. I wonder if that was Josh Allen or Bryce Harper or a white hockey player. I mean, I heard Emmanuel Acho say today on his show, speak on FS1, that he had teammates, white teammates, who would post photos of themselves on social media with guns, hunters with guns and things like that. And so I don't condone what he did. I think it was stupid. But I think I just want to put that out there so that, you know, I just want that to be an element of this that people understand. And if you're going to react this way about Ja, then react this way about if a white athlete does it as well. That said, Rob, I'm not saying he shouldn't get punished because I think he should. But my point is this. I'm scared for him now. Like, he's playing around with something that a lot of other people consider real life. And if he, you know, a lot of times, well, we've seen, Rob, basketball players robbed. Like Paul Pierce, you remember, he was stabbed several times in a club. He's lucky he lived. And they weren't gangbanging. But I'm just saying, basketball players and athletes are a lot of times a target.
Big Poppy got shot a number of times in the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Remember that?
And Antoine Walker was jumped and robbed. And so, but a lot of times when you put yourself out there, like, I'm a gangster, I'm about that life. Rob, I fear for him that some real gangsters, he's in Memphis, might test you. And even if you survive that test, maybe you shoot somebody. Your NBA career is over and you took a life and you probably going to prison. So the reason, Rob, I believe he needs to be suspended heavily, 20, 25 games, I don't know, some people talking more than that, is hopefully, and maybe I'm wrong, you brought it up earlier, but hopefully that would be a wake-up call.
See, I don't think so.
You don't think
so,
there's
Chris.
A wake-up call out there for him?
I thought the last one was a wake-up call because they've been brushing stuff away. The laser pointer at the Pacers
right.
bus, the other kid, Chris, in his backyard where he brandished a gun reportedly. A teenager over a basketball game, he brandished a gun. This is who he is. He's shown us time and time again. And I'm just telling you, like, this is not about always the law of the land. It's when you're in these kind of positions and jobs, you have a different responsibility, and you sign this moral clause, and you sign this contract, Chris, where you don't just represent yourself.
I get all that.
The NBA, you represent Nike, you represent the Memphis Grizzlies. That's why they can just suspend you, because that's a part of the trade-off, Chris, when you work in these kind of jobs and make this kind of money, because there's so many things tied to you and the organization. And
but you understand what I'm saying. If a white baseball player out in the country is riding around with a gun and it's on social media, is it the same reaction?
I don't know because I'm going to say this. He's not hunting, which is number one. And number two, this is the second time he has a gun in public. First was in a public place, which was very dangerous, in a strip club. That's why I think it's different. This is just me.
Right.
I'm not saying if it's in a
public. I mean, because some dudes might be hunters, but they posting pictures with guns.
I get it.
Remember the congresswoman in Colorado, Lauren Boebert, Post sent out a Christmas card where her four young boys with assault rifles. Four young boys. Now, if Ja Morant posted a picture of him and three of his best friends with assault weapons, that's all I'm saying. I want that to be understood, that let's not hold these young black men to a standard we not holding white folks.
But I think the standard is what's representative. And this is what I'm just going to say, Chris. To her constituents, they could have voted her out of office if they didn't like it or whatever. But in this case with the NBA, and I think that for sure, Adam Silver feels like he has egg on his face, okay? Because the last time, Chris, you said it, he was only away from the team for a couple days, couple right, games, because they pro. It was a slap on the wrist, right? They thought he's a young kid, okay, he made a mistake. Dude, don't do that again. And I think that the NBA can't feel good about it. That less than 2 months later, here we go again with the Instagram Live. This ain't some... Excuse me, Chris. This isn't somebody was in your backyard with a camera and a scope and they got pictures of you and your guys hanging out in your own house or your own... You know what I'm saying? Here you are again on Instagram Live.
Right. Did you watch the actual video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Because it looked like his boy... Now, I'm not absolving his boy. But he didn't know... You know what I mean? Like, at first, they just kind of dancing, whatever they doing in the car. And then Ja just... Fat flashes the gun, you know what I mean, out of the blue, and that's when this dude shut it down. But look, I said he needs. So I'm saying a punishment, a suspension or whatever, will hopefully be a wake up call. You don't think so? So what do you think should happen to him?
I think the league is going to come down hard on him, Chris. And I've heard people say a year. I've heard people say a half a year. I think it's got to be.
I think a year is too much.
Yeah, I think he's got to understand that this. It's not just it. Ja Morant represents more than just himself when he becomes a professional basketball player in the league, and that's the part that's hard for some people. Chris, they never get it. It's the reason why some guys are great basketball players, schoolyard, but they can't go to college, Chris. You know why? Because they can't assimilate. They can't do what they need to do. They can't go to class. They can't, you know, like they can't go to practice. But they can play ball. And those guys never make it. Because you can't follow the rules and you can't be a part of what we need you to do in order to play basketball. And if you're the NBA, it's just not an image you want with your players. These guys make millions of dollars. The last thing he needs to be doing is waving a gun. And I'm not making excuses for anybody else, anybody for that matter. But this is a second shot, and I don't mean to use that term, but a second time in 2 months, Chris. It's ridiculous.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Ja Morant situation. 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing, so bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Ja Morant situation.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with KD, who's in Memphis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, KD?
What's up, Chris, Rob? Hey, just real quick. You guys are like the number one podcast now ever since they took away Jalen and Jacoby. You just did a little guys retreat, 10 of us, and you guys number one podcast. We sit around listening to you guys. But, yeah,
appreciate that we're number one. We love it, yeah. And you know what? We would have overtaken them anyway. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Always good competition. But, look, here in Memphis – okay, so if Ja was in Memphis, he broke no laws. He broke no laws at all. Second Amendment, well, First Amendment, whatever amendment. Everyone carries guns around here. And just the general sense of, like, Ja in Memphis, like, oh, the gangsters and all. There's Ja, like, no one's untouchable, of course, in the world. But the love that the city has for Ja, Ja can go anywhere, literally. And it's because of the stuff that he does for the kids. He'll pull up and dance.
But, KD, let me just say one thing. Players, Chris, and we talked about this, Bauer with the Dodgers was acquitted, never went to jail, the charges were dropped, and he hasn't played in the major league since. You don't have to break any laws for them not to want you to wear their uniform.
That's understandable.
I just want to get there, okay? You don't have to break the laws of the land. You don't.
Okay, well, let's just talk about what he did. He flashed the gun, correct? He flashed the gun on IG, whatever. All right. Now, there's countless players in every sport that does that same thing. They'll pose with the animal that they shot. We've got plenty of players.
He's of no fault? I mean, KD, what are you saying? Look, I'm just asking you that he didn't do anything and it's cool and he just should just go on and we should just act like nothing happened.
If you want to discipline him, discipline him. But you guys are talking 4 years and everything like that.
Who said 4 years?
4 years.
A full year.
That's what other people were saying. I didn't say that.
One of you guys said 4 years. Another guy said half a year. But look, though, I'm saying this. This is the off season. He didn't do this. End season, yeah, suspend him, whatever player, any sport, suspend him end season. This is off season, so now you're saying he has to stay in the house, only play arcade games.
Nah, come on, KD.
Nah, we just saying KD, don't flash a gun.
Yeah, come on, KD. You're being what you call about. Ain't nobody say you got to stay in the house. Ain't nobody say. They sent Plaxico Burress to jail for shooting himself. Plaxico Burress went to jail for 2 years. Hello?
Which I thought was over it. I thought that was too
And that
much.
Was ridiculous. It was the off season too.
Is his name KD? Is it KD? Yeah. What's his name? KD.
KD.
I'm concerned about Ja Morant's safety. And you think he untouchable. I don't know about that, bro. Because I've heard stories about players that were beloved that people almost tried to, you know, do stuff to. He needs to stop flashing all that stuff.
Let's go to JJ in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, always appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
I'm Ball State Cardinals. Fly the W, baby. Let's go, Rob. Hey,
let's do it.
Hey, KD's got a point, but here's the point right here. Yes, does Ja Morant and the organization do things for kids? They do. At the same time, you're an influencer.
Thank you.
That you actually do that benevolence for. You actually raise them up. You try and be an influence in the lives of positive. If the kids are seeing this, it's not good. Now, to that point. Gilbert Arenas, if you remember, and I think you guys might have mentioned it, he was suspended for what, a year?
He had a gun in the locker room.
That's right.
That's different. That's much worse.
That was still pre-social media, correct?
Right. Yep.
Right. So here's the thing: he had the gun, and then it became televised or through, you know, old school media, TV stuff. He was a great guy. He still is a great guy. He was a great influence for kids and everything like that. You are influencing kids at the end of the day. Now, he got a slap on the wrist, and I think he realized that he got a slap on the wrist, and he tried to stretch it a little bit more. Am I saying that's bad about him? No. I still think Ja Morant is a great guy, a great player and everything like that. He's got a great future in NBA still. But there has to be something harsh enough to
wake him up, hopefully.
There's going to be a harsh penalty. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Chris, there's no way that the league can act like, okay, well, we did that one time, and now we're going to give them another 8 games.
No, there ain't going to be no eight games. It's got to be significant. I don't think it should be a full season.
Which was weird, I think. Now, I could be wrong. I think Jalen Rose called for a year. The guy who interviewed Ja. Chris.
Maybe he's upset that Ja lied to his face like that.
Is that what it was?
No. Remember, he interviewed Ja. If you're saying it was Jalen.
No, trust me. I saw it, yes.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest is a longtime friend of mine and Rob's. We actually covered high school games.
That's amazing.
Together,
and now you guys are millionaires. It's amazing. Think about it.
Michael Holly is all that. All right, he's the co-host of Brother from Another on Peacock and also a host on NBC Sports Boston. Our man, Michael Holly. What's up, man?
What's up, Mike?
Oh, what's up, family? I got to tell you, Parker, Broussard used to scoop me every week on high school football.
Is that right?
No, it's not true.
Man, he got me again. And you know what? This is what he's such a great guy. He's a great guy. So this way, serious, true story. So every week we figure out, well, okay, what's the big game? You covering that game? Yep. He was working for the Plain Dealer. Yep. I was at the Beacon Journal in Akron. We'd go to the same game. We'd have dinner together.
Yep.
So he'd feed me. Be nice.
Right.
And then scoop me. Unbelievable.
And you know what? Hey, know why Chris got all the scoops in high school? Because he was so small, they thought he was still in high school.
Listen, Rob. You don't have to give a polite laugh.
Thank you, Mike.
You still got it, Parker.
Mike, we were just talking, before we get to the Celtics, we were talking about Ja Morant and that situation. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I know a lot of people have been critical of him, I will be too, but I just think it goes back. This is pretty predictable. It's predictable that this would happen because everything that he did before, you know, he gave his interview with Jalen Rose, and that just didn't feel, I mean, no disrespect to Jalen, but that didn't feel
right.
Like he was being authentic in the moment.
Nope.
And it was short, and it was such a short time. So to ask somebody who had just been through maybe 30 days of rehab, what have you learned in this period? And they expect the real answer is unrealistic. My point is, they made the decision that the Memphis Grizzlies, I'm going to point to them, they made the decision to punish him with the playoffs in mind and the rest of the season in mind, where you really, if you really care about him and you're trying to help him, forget about the season. I know that's hard to say. You got championship aspirations. You're the number two seed in the West. Forget about that. You really have to take your time. There's no timeline for John Morant. So I'm not surprised. Because
that's a good
really,
point. Really, if they had suspended him for the rest of the year,
right,
he probably wouldn't have done what he did. It's my guess. You know, we don't know for sure. But that might have been more of a wake-up call for him.
But, Mike, this seems like this is him. I mean, he had the high school incident with the kid in his backyard. He brandished a gun, like the laser pointer at the Pacers boss. I mean, like this keeps following him. Maybe this is him. Can we say that, or am I that's being too harsh?
No, that's not being too harsh. This is who he is. I mean, this is who he is. He has shown himself to be. It doesn't have to be who he is a finished product, but this is who he is right now in his life. That's why I keep saying time was the most important thing. That's what he needed more than anything. He needed time to kind of confront these issues, not necessarily root them out, because that's going to take even more time. But there needs to be an acknowledgement that this is not a quick fix. Let's check all the boxes here. Let's say he went through rehab, suspend him, I've learned my lesson, and then back to the court. And this was more complicated than that. And I think the Grizzlies realize that now.
Let's switch over to the Celtics. Let's do that.
Joe Mazzulla has caught a lot of heat there in Boston, and understandably so. Did you see growth? Obviously, he made a great adjustment by putting Robert Williams III in the starting lineup next to Horford. Did you see growth in him throughout this series that you might make you optimistic if you're a Celtics fan that this team can continue to move forward or no?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, first of all, how about Marcus Smart saying, after game six, okay, going into a game seven, after game six, he says, yeah, Joe has been, he's been killed, rightfully so.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Did he just say that? And he, and with the follow-up questions, he kept going, saying, yes. I mean, it wasn't an accident. So, look, Joe Mazzulla, all these coaches now, you know, a lot of teams have so many coaches that they don't fit on the first row, the coaching row.
Right.
They got coaches
right.
The second and third
ridiculous.
Row. So Joe Mazzulla, just to put this in context, Mazzulla was a second row guy this time last year. He was not.
Wow.
Okay, obviously, Ime was the lead guy. Okay, he wasn't the lead guy. And Mazzulla wasn't the lead guy. He wasn't Ime's number two, nor was he number three last year. So
wow.
he was thrust into a position that nobody really thought he was ready for. It just was circumstances. They had to bring in somebody who knew the team, somebody who knew the organization, and Mazzulla was that guy. So it has been quite a journey for him. He has made some obvious mistakes. There's no question about it. But I think I'll give him credit for this. He listened to his players because they're the ones who pushed for Rob Williams in the starting lineup prior to game six. He did it. And then in game seven, he did it again. And the most important thing any coach can do, whether he's 34 or 64, is just get out of the way. Get out of the way when the players are doing their thing. And that's what Mazzulla did yesterday when Jason Tatum, he was just on one, man.
I was going to ask
five,
you about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
because
that's one of the top five performances I've ever seen at the Garden.
And think about this. He was about, in that game six, the first three quarters, 1-for-13 or whatever the start was. And then before he had the huge fourth quarter, I mean, he looked like he was going to have mud all over his face and it was going to be a bad finish to a season. And it just all of a sudden clicked. Great game six, fourth quarter, and then, of course, the 51 points. What turned it around? What did he say? I mean, because he looked terrible the first three quarters in game six.
Yeah, you know, he's just a really confident guy, and that rubs some people the wrong way, especially in Boston. I mean, you think about it. I remember Larry Bird said, there was a Bill Russell tribute here years ago, And Larry Bird said it's the Bill Russell tribute, and he was saying to Russell, "Say, man, you set a high bar for us because you won 11 championships in 13 years. So I felt like, this is Bird saying, I felt like if I only won one championship, I didn't have game. That's what Boston makes you feel like. You only win one. Right. Oh, you only won one.
Right.
So Tatum hasn't won a championship, and he's got so much confidence, and people are like, oh, okay, so what you
Can
doing?
Can you win? Right.
Yeah. And so that's the only thing he has left to prove. But everything else, I mean, there really hasn't been a player like him in Celtics history, just skill set. I mean, nobody has averaged 30. He's the first Celtic ever to average 30 points a game for a season. He's got handle. He can board. He can pass. I mean, he's got range. I mean, he's good defensively. No, he's got the total package. And so he never lost confidence in game six. And then in game seven, it really came down to this, the Celtics getting out of their own way and getting out of their own heads. Because if you look at it, fellas, look at Philadelphia and just think about who they have on their roster. Who's going to be a Tatum stopper? You know, P.J. Tucker's got the guts. He doesn't have the size.
Right.
Tobias Harris has the size, but not quite the athleticism. No, Harden's not going to stop him. Melton, all these other guys. At times they had Maxey in that fourth quarter. They had Tyrese Maxey at 6'1" on 6'8" on Tatum. So he could see over him and do whatever he wanted. So hey. I think Tatum just finally figured out, nobody on this side can stop it. They can't stop me, so I'm going to go at him.
All right, last thing for me at least. We'd be remiss not to ask about Doc Rivers, who, of course, won a championship in Boston.
Right,
but it has been ugly since. I mean, you just got to admit it. 6-16 in closeout games. He's lost, what is it, 10 straight? What is it, 10 in a row?
And game sevens overall.
Game sevens.
Five.
Yeah. You know, just all up and down. How surprised are you at how bad things are for Doc Rivers?
I'm not surprised right now. As a matter of fact, I've been checking all day. I know you guys have been doing the same thing. I'm checking all day. Like, did they do it yet?
Right.
is there news out of Philly?
Well, we thought the same thing.
Yeah. So, look, I will say this. Clippers failures, you know, well-deserved. Okay, you know, just if you want to knock them for that, definitely. Well-deserved, but fell short. Philadelphia is a strange mix. I look at all of these guys. Okay, Harden, his career in Game 7, that's well documented. Joel Embiid has never been to the conference finals in his career. And then you got Doc, who hasn't been to the conference finals since 2012. So can Doc get them over the hump? No. Can they get Doc over the hump? No. it's like, hey, Broussard, it's like telling your kids, you know, hey, certain people, you can't hang around them. They don't make you better.
Okay? Right.
They don't make each other better. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Nah, that's right on the money, man. That's our man, Michael Holly, from NBC Sports Boston, and, of course, Brother from Another on Peacock. Make sure you check that out. That's our man. Great stuff, brother, as always.
Hey, great to see you. Hey, Parker, maybe Broussard to invite you to the venue. Okay, we'll see you
one of these days.
Hey, Mike, this summer we're going to be up there in August. You going to be there? Because we got a date.
Yes, sir. All right. Come on down.
All right, you know what? All right. Can I bring in a 22-year-old, or is that going to be bad with the wives?
That's fine.
If she's a respectable woman, that's fine with us, Rob.
As if he can get a 22-year-old, Mike.
Stop.
No, but, hey, Chris, I have a Gold American Express card. I can't get a 22-year-old.
The 22-year-old, that's the best joke you told all night.
Right. Right. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
I love y'all. Appreciate it.
Yep, all right, you too, bro. Buddy.
Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check.
Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Saying we put Chris and Rob's combined 113 years of journalism experience to the test. To see if tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. Let's get right to it. We don't got to waste any time. We don't have a lot of time in this segment anyway. Story number one, Rob Parker. My sources tell me that Martha Stewart, 80-plus years of age, will be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition cover model this year. Are my sources good?
Is this the prune edition? I'm just asking. No, that's not happening.
That can, it sounds so ridiculous that you might think, how in the world could he make that up? But no. I mean, no.
Bro.
No,
no.
What? Why?
Bro.
I mean, why?
Why not?
What do you mean,
she's
why
80?
Not? There's plenty
that's
of
why.
Reasons. Look, Rob G.
Nobody wants to, I mean, that's like why would an 80-year-old
care for that.
What do they say in New York, guys? Respectfully. I'm not going to say anything more than that, but just respectfully.
What? I ain't paying
but
for
you
that.
Know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, 80-year-old dudes don't even want to see that.
Yes, they do.
They want to see a 22-year-old like Rob.
Like Rob right. Barker.
Rob's up there. He ain't trying to look at women his age.
I can't wait till Rob's 80 years old and he's sending us texts.
I just want to know, really, like, why?
The new person who moved in down the hall at his convalescent home.
80 years old? But wait a minute.
Can you hide a pamper and a bikini? I'm just trying to figure this out.
The pictures are very tasteful if you've seen them. Okay, here we go.
They better be tasteful because I almost think it's just wrong.
It's awesome. All right, story number two. My sources say that Baltimore Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey went viral late last week when he said on Twitter that he was, quote, today years old when he found out the Titanic was real.
He was what?
Today, years old, when he found out.
Today, years
today,
old?
Yeah, man, like he just found out. Yes.
Yeah, today.
See, Rob's young and hip. He can get a 22-year-old. Chris, our source is good.
True. Yes.
I'm going to say it's true, but it's not him. False.
Bro. Iowa Sam, get the bongos ready.
Teaching these kids at Alabama. That's what I want to know.
He didn't know about the Titanic.
Didn't know that it was real.
Well, I mean, did you learn about the Titanic in college?
Yeah, they learned about it in middle school.
Yes, the Titanic, Chris. That's a famous book.
What school did you go to, Chris?
I'm just saying. Jeez. You said at Alabama.
Yeah.
What college is talking about the Titanic?
You should know about the Titanic before you even get into college, right?
I know about the Titanic as a kid, but I'm just saying. You said
a
college.
But you know what, Chris? What you don't know is that I knew somebody, you know, like the history of it, the guy who wrote the slogan for the Titanic. You know what the slogan was for that ship?
What?
Why be half safe? Take the Titanic. That was the slogan.
Are you serious?
That can't be real. Okay. Jeez Louise.
Well, because it was supposed to not sink. That was the whole claim.
Right. Unthinkable.
Can you believe that? Why be half safe? Take the Titanic.
Unbelievable.
All right, quickly. Story number three. My sources say that Shaquille O'Neal made headlines about a week and a half ago when he listed his Shaquapulco house in Orlando on VRBO, where you can rent that huge estate for $10,000 a night. Rob, my source is good.
False.
I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
And with that,
Sam, Rob, we got one more time. One more question.
Sorry, yes,
no, we got one more question. What are you doing?
Here. Who's here? Who's in the house?
Camp is here.
What we got?
Who's here? G. Who's in the house?
Camp is here.
Who?
The camp is here.
Who?
Turn that music down.
Who?
All right.
Who?
We got older women listening to this show.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.